I have spoken up here many times, and many of us sometimes come across a condition called sleepy eye syndrome. You know what I'm talking about. I myself sometimes have that condition. Have you ever had trouble keeping your eyes open during the service? Have you ever seen someone else having their eyes closed and starting to nod off? It doesn't happen to me very often. Sometimes I go quite a long time without this condition, but I still relapse once in a while. And about 3 weeks ago, with the heat blowing on me, sitting right over there and the fan blowing gently and the nice voice talking up here, I can fall asleep. If Alice reads to me, I've fallen asleep in about two sentences. She's got such a nice, calm voice, and I can pass out pretty quick until she smacks me one. I pull myself, have a hard time, I have to pull myself back to the present when that happens. But then usually about half a minute later, I find myself closing my eyes, just for a second. That's all I'm going to do. I'm paying attention. But then that second turns into 5 seconds, and then I pop my eyes open, and then I try it again, and it gets 10 seconds, and finally I have to fight it. Well, one thing I learned was that it's often a losing battle, until I found an article that said if you hold your breath for 30 seconds, then it helps to revive you. And I tried it, and it worked. So I'm passing this on to you. If you find yourself, you know, nodding off and you wonder what to do, hold your breath for 30 seconds, but keep it quiet when you go after it, okay? Like, or else people will know what you're trying to do, and it sounds funny when there's 30 of you guys all doing this at the same time. Now, on any given Sunday, there are many of us who are in danger of falling asleep in church, and I have seen people falling asleep, and I've even made the mistake one time of asking a member a question, and upon locating that person, found out this person had their eyes closed and was no way going to give me an answer. So be careful, because you may be called upon. I have great sympathy for those who have trouble staying awake in church. Some of us have such busy schedules that when we sit down, nice and cozy, and the furnace is blowing, nice warm air, and you've got your jacket on, maybe wrapped around you, and it's the first time maybe in a while that you've had a chance just to sit with your own thoughts. And some of our thoughts are not very entertaining, so we still find ourselves dozing off. Other times we have this problem because of medication. But this morning we also have the problem that we had to all get up an hour earlier and we're short on sleep. And sometimes it's just so nice to close our eyes. The truth is, some of the best saints have fallen asleep in church. Eutychus was perhaps an enthusiastic new Christian who, though he was very tired, would not miss church for anything. His spirit was willing, but his body was weak. So let's see what Eutychus was up to in Acts chapter 20, verses 7 through 12. Acts chapter 20, verses 7 through 12. On the first day of the week, we came together to break bread. Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day, he kept on talking until midnight. John Plants probably loved this guy. They had a lot in common. He always says, I can keep on going, and he probably could. And reading on, there were many lamps in the upstairs room where we were meeting. Seated in a window was a young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep as Paul talked on and on. When he was sound asleep, he fell to the ground from the third story and was picked up dead. Paul went down, threw himself on the young man, and put his arms around him. Don't be alarmed, he said. He's alive. Then he went upstairs again and broke bread and ate. Sounds really concerned, eh? You know, some guy dies outside your window. You save his life, and what do? You go upstairs and eat. Kind of a Mennonite thing. After talking until daylight, so he talked a long time, he left. The people took the young man home alive and were greatly comforted. Falling asleep in church really does not concern me too much. It can happen from any number of reasons, both good and bad. What concerns me more is the thousands of people that meet every day in churches who warm the pure on a Sunday morning with their bodies, but their souls are asleep. Some use the church hour to mentally complete unfinished business from the preceding 6 days and to plan what they're going to do for the next 6 days. Some people are more work at a garage sale or closing a business deal or even watching TV than when they sit in church with their eyes wide open. Many people appear to be perfectly awake but are spiritually asleep. Some people are spiritually asleep because they've never been spiritually awake. I am familiar with that state because I was once that way when I attended church when I was younger. I heard God's word preached, sang the hymns, listened while others prayed, but with no depth of comprehension. I was simply present where others worshiped and I was on the outside, but, you know, kind of included, just sitting there. I attended church because my parents brought me to church. On Sunday morning, we all went to church. It wasn't optional. After church, we usually had a great roast beef lunch, followed by naps, and then having people over or going to someone else's house. And every Sunday was a repeat of the last Sunday. I found this rhythm of Sunday comforting, being with other people and doing the Christian thing, but inside you understand very little about what's going on until I got older and began to wake up and see what was going around me in the world and what was going on in my church. The pastor's message began to make more sense and scripture became more alive for me. The pity is, it is possible to pass from this life into eternity without recognizing your slumber until it's too late. It is possible to be damned even while going to church. C.S. Lewis' novel in this called Screwtape Letters, there was a senior devil and he said to his trainee Wormwood, "The safest road to hell is the gradual one, the gentle slope, the soft underfoot, without any sudden turnings, without milestones, without signposts, just a smooth downhill slide." So are you awake? Would you like to wake up? Sin, a compromising, backslidden state, is a second reason why some of us are in a spiritual slumber. Some people have experienced an awakening and are truly Christians, but have begun slipping into a spiritually comatose state. The Christian life is stagnant. Sometimes we hear of Christians who have fallen away, even though they regularly attended church. Though they seemed to listen and they heard the messages, that's as far as it went, just to the ears, not to the heart. They were spiritually and morally asleep. They were there in body, but not in spirit. Samson is a famous example of this in Scripture. He began and ended his life in faith. He messed up big time in between. Sin progressively and imperceptibly took such a hold of him that he was no longer aware and awake to spiritual realities. In fact, his final doze on Delilah's lap was symbolic of his state. He woke up from his sleep and thought, "I'll go out as before and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had left him. Sin desensitizes us, and we soon fall asleep, even in church. Though externally everything may appear fine, sin makes us different and bored with spiritual things. Familiarity is another reason some are asleep. The repetition of a church program, the constant familiarity with singing the same songs over and over, can dull a person to their significance. Knowing what comes next can take some of the interest out of a service. We become so familiar with it that we take it all for granted. Church can become ho-hum when you can predict what's going to happen next. Some, though, not damned in the church, are bored in the church, and their attention wanders elsewhere. So, how do you stay awake in church? Each of us should periodically make a personal spiritual assessment. If we have never been truly awake, we must ask God to help us to believe. We must confess our sin, declare our faith in Christ, and ask Christ to make us brand new, to receive him as our Savior. Church will then become more alive than we ever imagined. If we are already children of God and our slumber is due to sin in our lives, we must repent and do a U-turn and allow the joy of Christ to refill us. Those who suffer from the problem of familiarity must consciously and deliberately participate with our being, with all our being, in worship service. When we sing a hymn, we should shut out everything else and sing it to God, singing not only with the mouth, but with our heart and our mind. As others lead us in prayer, we should pray along with them, a spiritual concert. When we hear the scriptures, we must listen, for we are actually hearing the word of God. We must listen to God's word as we would to a love letter, for that is what the Bible is to us. The reading and preaching of God's word ought to be received as if we're listening to God himself. That is how we should listen too. If we have been born again from our slumber, and if we have confessed our sin, we must consciously, in dependence upon God, wake up to the wonders of worship. Our coming together with other believers should demonstrate that we are awake and alive in Christ, and that is how you stay awake in church.